What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Before we go back to the phone calls, though, I want to share a little story about George Washington, because prior to the American Revolution, there had been hardly any smallpox in the American colonies. They'd been very, very lucky that way. Smallpox was mostly brought in by the British troops who were invading to put down the revolution. And they had a lot of smallpox. 90% of the people on those British prison barges died of smallpox. And by the time the disease really took hold, two out of every five Americans were coming down with it, and a lot of people died. And it struck at George Washington's Continental Army in Valley Forge. And Washington himself had had smallpox when he was down in Barbados as a young man. And apparently either there or somewhere else, he had heard that if you took the pus from a smallpox pustule and inserted it into the body of a healthy person, that that would ward off the disease. They didn't even call it vaccination back then. And you have to understand, the pus was mostly dead smallpox cells. So they couldn't reproduce and they couldn't infect, but they could trigger an immune response. And Washington said, I'm going to do this to preserve the life of our army. Congress said, no, you're out of your mind. You're going to kill them all. Washington went ahead and did it and did save his army from smallpox using that. It's a little historical footnote. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? My couple of things. One is, you know, I understand they're giving more money to hospitals that use these, what do you call them again?
Ventilators.
And which are actually probably killing patients. So what you're seeing, really, I think, is mass murder. Because that's what I think they're taking probably patients that are really not that sick, may not even need to be in a hospital, and they're putting them in these ventilators, and they're killing them. Because the ventilators are, you know, they say 80 to 90% of the people on the ventilators die.
Yes.
So this, to me, is, I think, needs to be investigated, and I think people need to go to prison for this. Okay, whether doctors, administrators, or whoever else. The other thing is, I want to point out something. What we see going on now, I guess you could say, separates the wheat from the chaff, or chaff, whatever it's called.
Yes.
We're finding out who the real patriots are and who the collaborators are. Okay? Now, there's a show on Fruit TV called Fault Lines TV, right?
Yes.
With Elise Stranahan, a former Breitbart supporter, former Breitbart reporter, and Garland Nixon, who used to be a Bernie Sanders supporter, okay? And fact right now is Elise Stranahan is showing himself to be a collaborator, okay? He pretends he's a populist. Today, he went even further than ever. He was insulting people who are coming down on Bill Gates, saying what Gates really is, and to me, Gates is a Nazi and a eugenist, which is really the same thing. Eugenist and Nazi is really the same thing. He's saying that Gates should start looking into suing people for slander, okay, because he's being insulted like it. So this clown is defending Gates. He's defending Fauci. He's defending all of the establishment. Now, I just want to make something clear, Mike. I don't say that this, I think this is really, this is some kind of a virus. I don't know if it's man-made or it's natural. But it is a virus, and it's killing some people and making other people sick. It definitely, from what I gather now, doesn't seem to be killing many more people than the actual flu does. When we look at the death count and how sick people are getting from it, okay? So I believe what's happening is the Gates, people like Gates, are using this as an opportunity. You know what Rahm Emanuel said about, you know, never let a crisis go to waste? Well, this is what they're
correct.
Doing. They're using this as an opportunity to put that poison vaccine into people and which would probably kill way more people than this virus is killing. All right?
Could be a repeat of 1976.
Yeah. And another thing that concerns me, too, about it is it is man-made. Gates has dirty hands involved in it. And what worries me is that something else may be coming down the line. Okay, something even worse than this with Gates, you know, because they say, all right, this isn't good enough, then we'll really have to hit him. Okay, that really worries me. I believe Gates, Fauci, and a whole bunch, the whole Gates Foundation and all need to be arrested. If I was the president, I don't expect him to do this, by the way, but if I was Trump, they would be arrested, and they'd be taken down to Gitmo, and where they would be interrogated. We'd find out exactly what's going on, okay? Because to me, these people are dangerous. They have a history, especially Gates, has a history of being a eugenicist who wants to lower the population. I guess you could say, what's the guy's name? Malthusian, Malthus? That guy back in, I think, the 1700s, who always was, one lower population. That's what Gates is about. He's got a history of it. I mean, his father, he brags that his father was the head of Planned Parenthood in Seattle. He also has a history, I believe, part of his family is related to Thomas Watson, the Nazi IBM administrator, okay, who was one of Hitler's biggest fans and actually helped that numbering there with the concentration camps, okay?
Yes.
This guy is bad news, Mike. People got to understand it. This man is a murderer. He's murdered hundreds of thousands of people and crippled others and sterilized others with his vaccines, especially in India and Africa. This is documented already. He was kicked out of India already. And I think the Africans kicked him out already, too. He should have had an arrest warrant placed on him, okay? But unfortunately, that hasn't happened. Mike, wake up. We got to wake people up. Okay, we got to make them understand who these people are, who these Malthusians really are. Look at the Georgia Guidestones, folks. Just look at the Georgia Guidestones population they want. And I think they probably want an even lower population now because they feel the robots can replace us. And Mike, that's about it. Hey, buddy, you take it easy.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to switch to Harry in southeastern Indiana. Hello, Harry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day, Mike. You know, China had this little secret cave, you know, that was full of viruses, you know, bat viruses and that. And all of a sudden, France wanted to help China build a bio lab called Wuhan. Well, you know, the United States wanted to jump in on that. So the Trump's good doctor that was running the National Institute of Health at the time decided to throw in a few million bucks on it. A little lab in North Carolina wanted to throw a few bucks in on it so they could get results and samples too. So after everybody pitched in a few bucks, China went and investigated this cave, and they pulled out 11 RNA viruses, and three that were ACE2 pathway, you know, they could infect a cell that way. And out of the three ACE viruses, or ACE2 viruses, I mean, one of them somehow all of a sudden got two strands of HIV genome incorporated into it. And of course, running the ACE backbone, you know, you've got the RNA strip that's what it takes to infect the cells. And then you've got all these add-on little strips that you can toss into it too. And it'll incorporate those into it and give it add-on functions, you know. And gain of function experiment, I think they call it. And, you know, it works really well. You know, you can add on a dozen different functions onto any of the backbone. And there shouldn't be a little confusing as to whether the HIV virus was the first to add the extra protein on that would kill a white blood cell. Now, the normal SARS virus, it attacks ACE2 pathways in the lungs. I think there's some in the heart, the brain, the kidney, maybe the smooth muscle cells in most of the organs or something like that, you know. But one of these three strands of the SARS going around has the two proteins that coming in off of the HIV strip, and that allows it to kill the white blood cells. Mm-hmm. So now not only can those cells attack the ACE2 cells in the lung, but it can attack the white blood cells that go to try to kill it. And it's supposed to be a one-for-one. One white blood cell will kill one HIV, corona HIV, whatever you want to call it, cells. But okay. The difference between the two is if HIV virus attacks a white blood cell, it can replicate within the white blood cell. But with the SARS HIV, it can't replicate within the white blood cell, but it'll kill it. So it's got like a you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. You sound quite knowledgeable about the exact mechanisms by which this works here. And can I ask what it is you do?
Not really much of nothing.
Okay. All right, well, listen, thank you for the phone call and thank you for the insights as to how the process works here. And I know that HIV was killing white cells. I didn't understand that it was basically an attempt to replicate inside the white cell that really doesn't work, and that's what killed it here. So we're going to let you go and switch over to Tom in Utah. Tom in Utah, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Talking to family members that are living and working in New York. My daughter's out there working to help handicapped individuals. Anyway, she says that the primary problem in New York, number one, is ignorance. That's the biggest killer of all.
It's these not just confined to New York.
Yeah, everywhere. Yeah, right. But the primary problem she sees there, now there is some colds and flus going around, which are not any more terrible than the normal ones. But when the people who have been so programmed and brainwashed by the media, they get terrorized and they fail. She said the number one cause of death in New York, number two, there's two causes. Number one would be stress. Number two, deprivation. Between those two, she said that you got a person that's already at the edge, you know, circling around the drain. Some people refer to that situation. And all you got to do is just give them a little stress, raise their cortisol levels, and lower their endorphins. Their immune system begins to go towards failure to thrive. That's all it takes to take these people in. And by the way, the mayor and the governor were stripping the medical facilities out months ago. So, you know, they're trying to blame Trump on the problems they have in providing medical care for these people. They were in the process of shutting down hospitals and clinics already. And now this thing, you know, apparently they've taken advantage of that. And, of course, getting that extra funding, if you can just get somebody marked as a victim of COVID, what an opportunity for them to fleece. Now, where's that money coming from?
Well, ultimately, it's the taxpayers. You know, when they talk about government spending, it isn't government spending, it's taxpayer spending. I think the money is being funneled through Medicare. I could be wrong on that, though.
Well, the fact is we're paying for it, aren't we?
Yes.
And the medical community is benefiting, by the way, from that. And it really bothers me that my fellows don't step up to the plate. Now, I have heard a couple of people come forward. Let's see, there's an individual from here in Utah who went on YouTube was explaining how she had been coerced, you know, like the other individual said, to make sure that these patients, even if they came in with common flu or cold, or they got rolled up as a COVID patient. Oh, the other thing that's killing a lot of people is they're being denied their critical operations.
Yes.
Anyway, so we're being snookered, that's all I can tell you. And it
yes,
breaks my
we
heart
are.
Because my pathologists have turned out to be psychopaths. Anyway, yes. That's it, Mike.
All right. Well, Tom, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Charles in St. Petersburg. Hello, Charles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay, we lost Charles. So let's go to Leanne in North Carolina. Hello, Leanne. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I've been listening for a while. I just first time calling in. I wanted to, if I could, address both Dustin and Mark from North Carolina and pick up where they were.
Yes.
For Dustin, see, I understand that he's afraid, right? A lot of people are very scared.
Yes.
I'm going to start out and tell you that my cousin died last week from COVID, and his mother just died yesterday. So it's very real. I'm not a denier that this is real, okay? But it is true that it's mostly the people that go on the ventilators that never come off. They're the ones dying, right? And
yes.
I think that my attitude is very different from Dustin. I don't want to come off like I'm attacking him. But from the beginning, my daughter, I mean, she's 28, she's an adult, but she was deemed an essential worker, and she's a manager in retail, and she's had to work through this whole thing, and they actually banned them from wearing any masks or gloves or anything at work. So she's been exposed to this all along. So you can't have it both ways. And now these people are you know, oh, you have to do what's right. You're killing people by not wearing masks. You need to run away from everyone. It's just not true. And it's kind of becoming our version of Sharia law, in my opinion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stanford is doing studies now. They've already identified hundreds of thousands of people who had been exposed. So it's likely millions of Americans have already had this, and they either didn't know it, they just thought they had the sniffles or something. You know, it's really not killing everyone, like they say. It's just not. But it's nasty. Like I said, my family has suffered losses from this, and it's horrible when that happens. But that's not reality. The reality isn't that everyone's going to die because they walked past someone in a grocery store. It's just not. Okay, so sorry, Dustin, but that's how I feel. Like, you know, we're becoming Sharia Nazis, right? Put your mask on. You can't be there. Why are you there? Stay in your house. It's not okay. Okay, and then I wanted to pick up with Mark in North Carolina. First of all, you can't sue the doctors or any of these people because they are following the CDC and NIH protocols, and they're completely protected from any kind of recourse because that's their guideline. So everything would fall back on that, and they're doing what they're told. I think they're wrong, too. But I think the underlying issue, what's going on here, I live part-time in North Carolina and part-time on an island. So I fly back and forth a lot. And I just got an update from Delta on my upcoming flight that they're now instituting biometric scanning. They've installed facial recognition at the Atlanta airport. I'm sure they did it in the others, but my connection's Atlanta.
Good luck in that one. Leanne, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really
Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Leanne in North Carolina. And Leanne, you were telling us about how Delta Airlines just notified you they're going with biometric and facial recognition on your upcoming flight.
Yes. And it's been installed at Atlanta Airport. So, like I said, I'm sure it's the other airports as well, but I only have a connecting flight through Atlanta, so I don't know about the other. They didn't notify me of the others. But, you know, we also have Trump announcing that they were going to set up checkpoints for interstate travel. You know, they're trying to install apps on our phones that will tell people. This is CCP-style surveillance systems, you know, and people need to wake up and understand that's what they're doing. They're taking advantage of the situation. And China's just, you can look at China as the model, because we are going to be just as enslaved as they are. That they're going to surveil everything we do. We're going to have a social credit system where if you don't take their vaccine or you don't say nice enough things about the government, you cannot fly, you cannot travel from state to state, you might not be able to buy food, right? And that's the issue. It's always the issue, right? People, it's a distraction. I mean, like I said, I'm not downplaying the virus at all. I know it's very real and it's very dangerous, but it's not You're exactly right, Mike. They're overreacting, but they're doing it intentionally.
Yes. Right?
And again with Dustin, I feel bad. I like you, Dustin. But last week he's saying, you know, people are acting as if they are crazy enough to start a war with China. What we have to keep in mind is the people that want us to go to war don't necessarily intend for us to win. This is, they would much prefer the entire population of the earth was under as much control as China has under the, of their population. So don't kid yourself to think that they're not willing to go to war with China. They don't lose. They don't lose by doing that. We do.
Yes, so, I agree with you on that one.
That's all. I just wanted to...
Okay, well, thank you very much.
People need to check into their... You know, to what's really happening, what they're, the kind of draconian laws they're passing and what they're implementing in places. You know, I just happened to find out about the airport because I have a flight coming up, right?
Well,
otherwise,
thank you for
did they
the
make
phone call.
Any announcements? Okay. Thanks, Mike, and thanks for everything you do. I love the show.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Good day to you. Yeah, Michael, I also want to say this. That guy that called in yesterday from Kentucky, man, he's going to have to give me some copyrights for the song he's trying to sing about Ping-a-ling. The guy started talking about Ping-a-ling and Ding-a-ling and all that. And I think he's being close to Kentucky, he could find a band to play a song called Ping-a-ling, bluegrass, whatever. But, yeah, Michael, here's
what
I want to talk about.
I'll play the five-string banjo.
Yeah, he can play a banjo song, singing Ping-a-ling. But seriously, now what I want to talk about is real quickly. I heard today Michelle Obama is going to run for with Biden. It looks like he might pick Michelle Obama, Michael. And I wouldn't be surprised. And then you have this AOC running around saying it's great that the oil is crashing, gas prices are going to be crashing, so the Green New Deal can come in for implementation with Joe Biden. And then on top of that, here in South Florida, we have a writer, the Miami Herald, Lauderdale Sun Sentinel, talking about that it's great the Republicans are, that if Trump opens it up again, all these Republicans will get the coronavirus and die. There'll be a lot less Republicans to vote Republican for Trump. Can you imagine if that was the other way around?
Yeah, I can imagine if it was the other way around. But there's always been a double standard when it comes to liberals.
Exactly. These liberals are off the charts. It's disgusting and disgraceful. But that's basically all I got, really, Michael, other than the fact that what's going on with can you imagine Biden and Michelle Obama? Biden's not going to be running the government. It'd be Barry Sortero, Hussein Obama, and Michelle.
Yes.
And you got guys like, what's his name? And I would say, well, I vote Democrat because that's the only thing we got in the state. No. You got to wake up your state to the truth of the matter here, man. Come on. You want to keep flooding this country to all these illegals and all this other nonsense, nincompoop stuff. It's ridiculous, man. And people just don't get it. And they want to come after our guns as soon as Michelle and Joe Biden are, I guarantee you. You think this is bad with the corona hoax virus, you went to start coming after your guns for every little thing. So that's what it's all about. I'm starting to realize this virus thing, it ain't half as worse as it was in polio days. You can do a whole hour show on that, Michael, about polio,
yes.
What they did in 1950s about polio compared to the coronavirus here. Now they're talking on Breitbart and Drudge today, Michael, that measles is going to be making a big roaring comeback. Measles, mumps. It's like you said about tuberculosis. Measles are going to come back with a vengeance, they say. It's on the news today. The measles. So
amazing. Amazing. Well, I guess all those measles, mumps, and rubella vaccines didn't work then, did they?
I guess not.
All right, well, Tom, we got to let you go. Take another break for commercials.
Have a great day.
All right, bye-bye. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to take a call from Tom in Utah, and I'm waiving the one call per caller per day rule because apparently Tom forgot something during his first phone call. So, Tom, what's on your mind?
It's a senior moment, sadly, when you're 80. Anyway, I had a friend who's driving, a long-haul driver. In fact, I have a couple of friends that are long-haul drivers. And this friend told me that normally he would deliver out into Manhattan and to Long Island, and, of course, the other boroughs. And he said he's now hauling produce from California to the edge of New Jersey, not going into the metropolitan area. So I'd like to know if that is true of everybody else that's hauling in there. So at 1 o'clock this morning, I called an old fireman friend from New York and got him to commit to make sure my daughter doesn't run out of staples. She's out there on Long Island helping the sick and disabled out there, and so it kind of makes you kind of panic when you find out your family members are going to the store and finding nothing all day. That was her report to me when I spoke to her Sunday. They'd been going to the grocery store out there on Long Island, finding nothing. Everything emptied. Anyway, that's all I wanted to do is just to give you that report that the truckers may be stopping at the edge of New York.
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because I just got an email saying the reason their dairy farmers are dumping all the milk is they can't find enough tank trucks and drivers to deliver it where it needs to go. I mean, there are all these food banks, you know, all over the country who need anything, you know, to give out to people. And they just can't, they can't connect them. They really can't. Anyway, Tom, thanks a lot for the phone call. Let's go to Kelly in Austin. Kelly, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You know, every time Ocasio-Cortez opens her mouth, she exposes herself to be the ignoramus, that everybody knows she is. She was delighted because she claimed that she thinks that the drop in oil prices, the collapse of the oil industry, would hasten the rise of alternative fuels or the green energy, and it won't.
It's going to do exactly the opposite.
It will do the exact opposite, because those technologies are not cost competitive right now. You need much higher prices in the fossil fuel industries to drive the investment in the so-called green sector in order to make that competitive. So she might be, what she's really saying is that she just hates fossil fuels, and she wants to see misery imposed on everybody involved in the fossil fuel industry, whether it's oil and gas or coal, or frankly even uranium, which isn't a fossil fuel. But, you know, going on and on about the collapse of the oil industry, signaling the rise of the green energy, absolutely is ridiculous. The woman's an ignoramus. She do herself a lot of favors if she just shut her mouth.
Well, you know, I guess she makes a really good bartender, but you're absolutely right. Her analysis of the oil prices and its impact on the Green New Deal is absolutely 180 degrees out of reality.
Well, I worked in the oil industry for years as a much younger geologist, and we knew that despite all the talk about the supposed new green energy at that time, photovoltaic cells and whatever, that it was not going to be competitive because the cost per kilowatt hour was way too high to be competitive with fossil fuel generated energy, or even nuclear energy at the time. And it's still the same thing. So while she's ballyhooing that, I mean, she really needs to go back to school. She supposedly has a degree in economics, but she didn't learn anything, obviously.
Obviously.
So that's all I have to say, Mike.
I'd ask for my money back from that educational institution.
She should. Okay,
Mike, thanks much. Does a warranty come with that diploma?
Pardon?
I said, does a warranty come with that diploma?
Unfortunately, with American educational systems, there's no warranty. There should be.
Oh, darn. There should be. There absolutely should be. All right. Well, thanks a lot for the phone call. The phone lines are empty. Getting on back to Nancy Pelosi. Apparently, Senator Lindsey Graham tore into her today, saying that she, meaning Pelosi, hates Trump to the point of hurting our own nation. He's absolutely right about that. Nancy Pelosi does not care about you. She does not care about me. She does not care about the energy sector. She doesn't care about anything at all except getting Trump, getting Trump, getting Trump, getting Trump. That's it. And to me, she has abandoned her responsibilities and her obligations and her duty as a member of the House of Representatives, let alone Speaker of the House. She's abandoned all that just in favor of this visceral hate that she has for the president. Meanwhile, Lindsey Graham is out there saying that Trump is doing a darn good job in the midst of the crisis. Well, that remains to be seen, because if there was a tremendous overreaction, who was it who triggered the overreaction? Now, part of the blame has to go to that scientist in Great Britain who was predicting, you know, 2.2 million deaths. Somewhere along the line, people were not doing their due diligence to find out just exactly what was going on here before they sounded the alarm. All right, we're going to take another phone call now. Ken in New York, welcome to the show. Ken, what's on your mind today?
I'm on Eastern Long Island, and at least in Suffolk County, the stores that I've seen, we don't have any problem. I mean, there are things like toilet paper not being available in some stores, but for the most part, food's not a problem.
Yeah, that was my understanding as well. So I don't know what truck drivers that other caller knows that are stopping at New Jersey. And I think the operant question here becomes, is somebody telling them to stop at the edge of New Jersey? Is somebody blocking them? or are they just deciding they don't want to drive into metropolitan New York because of all the COVID-19 infections taking place?
Well, I don't know if there's really that many infections actually taking place in New York City, but I wouldn't want to go there anyway.
That was my impression the last time I went to New York.
It could be the chain. It may depend on the department. I mean, the food store, you know, chain, whoever owns them, like one brand or another brand. And I don't believe that's the case with Walmart here either. They seem to be pretty well, you know, with the exception that they're making you, for example, some stores, you can only take one or two of the same item. They're doing some rationing.
Yeah, we have that at our local Walmart as well. It's one item per customer.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and let's see. We've got Pat in Fort Worth. Welcome to the show, Pat. What's on your mind today?
Well, I noticed something came out today that the demon rats don't want Trump up there drilling in Anwar because the vibrations from the drills to locate the gas and oil might mess up the mothers of the polar bears. And they might have to get their little kids and run off. Well, you know, New York sure didn't worry about the babies getting killed after they were born. They put pink lights on all three bridges and on top of the Trade Center. I won't call it what I think it is, but it looks like a lightning tower, you know, to catch lightning. And you know, just bragging that they made a law that everybody could kill the babies, humans. And so are they going to complain that they have today 26,000 cases there and of the virus and 4,700 in the last 24 hours? Really?
Yeah,
I tell you what.
Sometimes it gets a little bizarre where, you know, liberals seem to value the offspring of the other animals far more than they value the offspring of human beings. I think it really is an expression of their own self-hatred, and they don't want to admit that's what's going on, that they can't stand themselves, so they're out there pushing for other people to get rid of their babies.
Well, it's kind of getting like, you know, some protected things get to where the humans need to be protected. I think there's so many polar bears, they're killing people.
Yeah, polar bear is no longer an endangered species. They've come back. You know, they didn't all drown because polar bears float. And, you know, besides which, the Arctic is a noisy place. I mean, there's the ice that's always growling and crunching. You know, there's whale song out there, and there's the weather. It's not like the Arctic is absolutely silent so that drilling noise is the only thing that they hear.
Well, there's something else that happened here. Our mayor, she wasn't wearing her mask as she commanded everybody to wear. And supposedly she's got herself in quarantine because I guess she had a bad test or something. And so I'm thinking, oh, I don't think that's what's her problem. She wants to get away from the fact that a group of doctors and dentists here are demanding that elective abortion is not an essential service and that they should not be doing them here in Fort Worth.
I mean, the liquor stores are open. You know, the abortion clinics are open and the churches are closed. And that bothers me, and I'm not a religious man.
Yeah. Well, you know, that preacher, Lappin Brown, whatever his first name was, that got arrested for not closing his down there in Florida?
Yep.
He has complied. But what he got worried that they were going to come after his parishioners and torture them, so he just said, okay, I don't want to endanger any of my people. Yeah, that's where it goes. All right, I'll let you go, Michael. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. And we're going to switch over to Don in Arizona. Welcome to the show, Don. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Mike. I was talking yesterday to Dr. Judy Mikovits.
Yes.
She's on the show. She's on the Richie Allen show today. So anybody wants to listen, Richie Allen is talking to Dr. Judy Mikovits, PhD, and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, MD. they will challenge the official narrative around the coronavirus. And maybe, you know, some of these people that really want to believe the government, check out the alternative view there, you know. And I'm sure Richie Allen will get to the bottom of it. But one of your callers was talking about stress. One thing that Dr. Judy said when I listened to her, the mask, wearing the mask is an incredible amount of stress. I mean, you know,
people,
this whole shutdown is stress, and people need exercise. In modern American life, the gym is very important because people have a job. They don't have time to do a whole lot of other stuff. In the gym, they can get in there and do a lot of exercise quickly. And all the gyms are closed. The swimming pools are closed. Now here, I mean, there's some places you can get exercise if you're lucky, I guess. I don't know what it's like in New Jersey. Are you still in New York City? You see people jogging. When Jason Goodman did some of his on the sidewalk videos, people are still. You can always jog and ride a bicycle, but stress. People are unemployed, and that's and stress makes you sick. And
yes.
Ron Paul talked about that too. Stress will make you sick, and not being outside, telling people not to get outside is unbelievably bad for them, because going outside, fresh air and especially sunlight, both fresh air and sunlight, and being in the greenery, all that is good for you and helps your immune system. So this whole thing, you know, I hate to see a conspiracy under every bush or whatever, but this is a conspiracy underneath this bush for sure. I mean, this is Bill Gates, Fauci, who's been, you know, and see if you can get Dr. Judy to talk to her someday. Maybe she'd just call her up. She lives.
Yeah. I'm sure Richie will hook us together, and I'll be doing his show next week sometime as well.
Okay, Mike, I'll let you go then. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. The phone lines are open here. Now, Fox News is still pushing the story that U.S. officials have high confidence coronavirus leaked from a lab. But, of course, China is saying, no, it didn't happen. France, which helped build the lab, is saying, no, it didn't happen. And supposedly the World Health Organization is saying, no, it didn't happen. They're saying that this did emerge naturally from one of those bats in the cave, and they may have been studying it, but they didn't make it. Now, Beijing, on the other hand, has come out with the opinion that COVID-19 is a deliberate biological weapon, not created by China, but created to use on China, because that's where it first emerged. Okay. So everyone's pointing fingers and nobody really knows what's going on here. All right. There's a new study has found that 28 million Americans likely have been infected by the coronavirus and don't know it. This puts the U.S. mortality rate at 0.1%, just like the seasonal flu. This is a report out by Justin Silverman and Alex Washburn. Okay. Now, Israeli TV is saying that U.S. intelligence warned the IDF and NATO of the coronavirus threat in November of 2019. U.S. intelligence is saying, no, we didn't. We had no idea. I don't know where you're getting that stuff from. Okay, let's see. Latest still report out there saying, they're quoting a new study, hydroxychloroquine cures 98% of 1,061 patients. Problem is, it's very inexpensive. They can't mark up the profit on it all that high. Let's see. Protesters in MAGA hats and flying Confederate flags swarm Michigan, North Carolina, Ohio, Utah, Wyoming, New York, and Virginia to demonstrate against tyrannical and unconstitutional lockdown orders that are worse than the virus itself. I don't know why they're waving Confederate flags. They lost the war. But I understand their frustration and their anger. I was looking at some video of some of these protests across the country. I saw a lot of the Gadsden flag, you know, the one with the rattlesnake that says, "Don't tread on me." There's a new version out there where there's two rattlesnakes 6 feet apart saying, "Don't tread near me." And then we have Michigan, where Gretchen Whitmer is out there saying that her authoritarian orders restricting travel are okay because it's snowing. And there are huge protests there. And just to show how this lady's ego is getting the better of her. She's considering extending the Michigan lockdown to punish the protesters. She wants to extend the lockdown, not because it will help deal with the disease, not because it's going to make people better, not because it's going to ease the load on the house, but just to punish the protesters. And I hope the Michigan voters remember that next election when she's up for renewal of her office, which I guess is November, this coming November. All right, we got to take a break for our last commercials for the show, and we'll be back with the final segment after these few words.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here. Last segment of our program today, we're talking about Michigan's Governor Whitmer, who apparently has banned motorboats and jet skis, but not canoes and sailboats, which doesn't seem to make a whole heck of a lot of sense here. And apparently she also prohibited big box retailers from in-person sale of seeds, because according to her, plant seeds are non-essential. By the way, I just got an email saying that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was not a good bartender because try as she might, she couldn't make Trump a white Russian. So let's go back to the phones. Jim in Montana. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Yeah, I know you just got the one call a day rule, but you know the news is out there. It's all out there. I mean, it's we know we're under attack. There's nothing left to do but to organize and march up on there. We need to just get together and go do a website. Everybody put in a vote. Like, hey, I will show up to Capitol Hill. We get the numbers and we set a date. We go. When we get there on that same website, we tell the nation, everybody that wants us to go into Capitol Hill and sit on those seats, and we pick five bills that we want to make sure they're passed, you know. My number one first one is nationalize the banking system, you know. Reopen the country, whatever, you know. The news is out there. There's nothing more to talk about. It's time, people. It's time. We organize and we march. Let's go. Let's put the money where our mouths are. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we talk. What are we going to do? Talk us to death until it fucking... I'm sorry about the language. But what are we going to do?
Please.
Talk us to...
No, first thing on this here radio.
Right. Yes, sir. No, that's not
okay,
good.
Well,
I know.
Jim,
well, I mean...
Jim.
It's time to go. Jim. It's time to watch. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
No, there are protests already starting. We don't need a website. It's very obvious people are ready to show up when these protesters. I mean, they're in all these states. They're protesting to reopen the states here. This is the American people finally standing up to the government. And I think it's a very, very positive thing because it's clear the government is not exactly sure what they're going to do with this.
It is. I think a website is a good idea. You know, I would be willing to go to all the alternative news, InfoWars, you know, all of them, and let them go, hey, we've got this particular website, maybe not a vote on it, but like, we're setting a date. We're setting a date. We're marching Capitol Hill. We're sitting in those seats and we're reopening country.
Jim?
Yes, sir.
Jim, the reason I'm not going to set up such a website as that is it pulls together into one location the name of everybody who's going to go out there and protest. And frankly, I'd like to
good
keep
point.
Those names secret.
Yes, sir. Okay, that's a good point. There's better ideas. There's smarter people than me to come up with those ideas, you know. But let's do it. You know, let's organize. Let's do it. So anyway, thanks, Mike. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're going to close the phone lines. We're at the end of the program here. And, people are out there protesting. And as usual, the corporate media is lying about how many people are showing up. So there's the music. It's time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Stay tuned for John Steadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. Don't forget Frontsite Training Academy or Training Institute and their special deal. That's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Frontsite Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.